You are listening to BensTorah.com.
This parsha is always Shabbos Parshas Chazon, and as such, it's associated with very strong Musar. The Pashat Pshat is this is the place that Moshe Rabbeinu gave Techocha, rebuke to Klal Yisrael for the Averis that they did. But Rashi says that he gave it over B'derech Remez. He didn't really articulate the Averis that Klal Yisrael did, so to speak, head on. He alluded to them obliquely, and the Tiferet Shlema points out that Hanireh Lilmoiz Bezeh Derech Techocha, the Torah is telling us important instructions about how to give Techocha. Mi shebo lechiach es b'nei Yisrael tzorach nishmo me'oid. One who wants to give Techocha has to be very careful. Leval yekatreg chas v'sholim aleihem b'dvorov lahaskar avoinam. If the person who is giving the Techocha gets a little bit too precise and, so to speak, articulate about exactly what the Averis that the people that he's talking to did, it can create a kitrug. It can create very negative response from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. To be maskil in detail, publicly, what the Averis of the audience are. Rak achre ro'oiseki Nimchak avoinam, the appropriate time to tell the people the gravity of the sins that they had sinned is after they did tshuva and they were wiped out. V'niskan, everything is fixed. V'loy nisha roishem klal, when there is no remembrance, no sign of the avera that they did. That's a time to privately, not publicly, talk about how terrible some of those averas were. And he gives a very interesting remez, the Tiferet Shlema. Ele dvorim asher dibur Moshe el kol Yisrael be'ever ha-Yarden. He wants to say, Yarden is Yorad Din. Perish kvar ovru v'cholfu hadinim mehem, v'nimchak avoinu. When the klal is, so to speak, on the other side of the Yarden, where the din has come down already, and Kodesh Baruch Hu absolved klal Yisrael of their averes, aza yechiach Oysom, v'loy mekoydem, and not before. Oz, roishem hacheit, mona es atzmoy, v'lohoychichom, as long as there is a sign of chet among them, don't give them that type of tachocha. The moichiach should not bring kitrig on Klal Yisrael. And he says, v'zeh sh'neh mahoicheach techiach es amisecha, v'loy sisa alov chet. That's the Loshna Pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim. Perish mipnei shekvar nimchal. You give the full Techocha when the Roshim of the Chait is gone. That's what the Tiferet Shlema says in our Parsha. And in truth, those who are acquainted, and the Tiferet Shlema talks more about this in Pirkei Ovis, and Havidon is called Odom Lekav Schus, and he goes into greater detail, the Tiferet Shlema, trying to explain exactly what is the problem and why does the Kitrug come if the Moichiach gets too specific and too public with the Averis of Klal Yisrael. And he says that we see many of the Gedoli Hador by the Chassidim that they confronted their audience by saying, why did you do this? That's not the way Techocha was given by the Chassidish Tzadikim. Rak hakol b'divrei ritzoi u'piusim u'v'derech chacham medvorim toivim. The Tzadikim wanted to give Techocha, they spoke about it obliquely. Ad asher, some other ma'atzmoy alibay loshev mechatov. Until the people who were listening on their own understood what the tzaddik was talking about. He wouldn't speak about it too clearly. He brings down from the Yid HaKadosh from Pshisra, who said over from his Rebbe, Reb David Lalevel, Shaloi lohoychiach oid anoshim bedivrei techachas v'ni'utzim. As we said, they should not directly address, be mefaret. Like when we klap al chait, we are mefaret. Our chatoim, this we do ourselves, privately. The manik is not supposed to articulate what the sins of the tzibur, because it's not appropriate to mention any chet of any person on anyone in Klal Yisrael, because it can bring bad gzal din to Klal Yisrael, and it's brought down by other tzaddikim in other places, that the Rabbeinu Shalom is like a Ava Rachman that doesn't want to hear his children did averes. And he brings many rayas, including the very fascinating one of Eliyahu HaNavi in Melachim, where he came to the Rabbeinu Shalom, Konoi Kinesi. He spoke a little bit too sharp to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and the Rabbeinu Shel Olam said, because you articulated yourself this way, that Klal Yisrael did not keep up my bris, So you're going to have to show up to every bris in the history of Klal Yisrael Aleihu Hanavi as a punishment. Because you said that my children do not keep my bris. And that's the makar for the minig of Kisei Shel Elio by a bris. And dear friends, if I may speak in a slightly humorous way, we know what kind of problem we have if we have to show up to a whole bunch of bris in a short period of time. Imagine Elio's job having to show up to every bris in Klal Yisrael. Rak tzorech tomid lelamed zchus al bnei Yisrael ulahaskir maseim atoivim lefnei Hashem Yisbarach. The tzaddikim are forever obligated to speak about the beautiful deeds of Klal Yisrael and to be done them lekav zchus. That's what the tzaddik is supposed to articulate. Kulim kedoshim, kulim tohirim, kulim oisim be'im uvi'ir ratzon koinam, like we know the Kedushas Levi forever did. There are other, perhaps more fearful reasons, which he also articulates in Pirkei Avos at Tefillah Shlema, that there are malachim in Shemayim that are lined up. Malachim toivim u'malachei chavala. The malachim who bring Yeshuas and Refuas to Klal Yisrael and the destructive angels. And that's how he ties it into Havidonis kol Adam lekav zchus. What difference does it make if they're done lekav zchus or not? So the answer is that if somebody says a bad word about Klal Yisrael, these malachim that are in Shemayim waiting for a sign from a Kodesh Baruch Hu to be let loose on the world so the malachim can do their deeds. So if someone is down the Kav Zchus, then the good malachim can go down to this world and affect all kinds of goodness. And if somebody articulates the averis that Klal Yisrael does, then he, so to speak, enables the malachi chavala, the angels of destruction, to bring horrible things, gzeris, to Klal Yisrael. And there is yet, perhaps even a stronger reason that's brought down from the Baal Shem HaKadosh, that there are Kabbalistic Mekairis, that no one is punished from above, from Shemayim, unless he passes a Gzardin on himself. So the question is asked, what kind of foolish person is going to say that they should be punished? So the answer is that the Talmidei Baal Shem bring down, including Reb Nachman Braslova, that as soon as we see something negative, if we let the words out of our mouth, wow, that person is a horrible person, he deserves really bad patch, as we would say, significant negative peroyin, then inadvertently what he is doing is he's passing a gzardin on himself. So that's another take on why there's such a strong hakpada by chassidim to be very careful not to articulate people's sins. And if one looks in Parshas Kedoshim, one can find a story on Koichech Techiches Anisecha, this pasuk that we quoted here in the Tefillah Shlomo, that Reb Aaron Leib from Primishlan, that was an ancestor of Reb Meir Primishlan, Talmud of Reb Mechel Zlotcheva, that when he used to go into someone, he could tell on his forehead, the person that he was looking at, if he had sinned. And once he saw somebody, that it showed upon him, so to speak, that that person sinned. So what did Reb Aaron Leib do? He started praising this person, b'divrei ritzoi, with kind words, v'heichenes liboy lilkoit divrei koichocha. He, so to speak, softened him. He didn't start off saying, in the manner of speaking, you bum, how could you do this, Avera? He said, you do so many nice things, and it's so nice to see you. He prepared that person for techocha that would come after. And then he told him, you know, there's a kapitel in Tillim, Lamnatzech Mizmor LeDavid Perek Nun Aleph, Bevoi Elov Nosan Hanavi Kashabo El Basheva. The kapitel Tillim starts that Nosan Hanavi came to David HaMelech after David HaMelech had come to Basheva. And the next pasuk is Choneni Elokim Kechazdecho, favor me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with your chesed, Kiroi V'Rachamecho Mechei Fesho'oi. Through your great kindness, wipe away my sin. So the Uren Leib told this fellow who he was preparing for Techocha, he's saying, what is the Pasha Pshat in these words? So Uren Leib said to this fellow, Limud Godel Kolol Behem. There's a big lesson to be learned, again, how to give Techocha. Because when Nosan HaNavi came to David, and he came to give him Techocha about the story of how he married Bathsheba, and like it's articulated over there, the Pasha Pshat seems to be mashman that David HaMelech set up Bathsheba's first husband to be killed so that he could marry her, which was a chet that he had to do tshuva for. So Reb Uren Leib told this fellow that had Nosan HaNavi come to David and just started off giving him tough words of techocha, with anger, with being upset, he wouldn't have achieved anything, Nosan HaNavi, because the human nature is such that people get on the defensive. And if David would hear, even though it was Nosson who was the Navi, he would hear Nosson coming on so strong, then the nature of human beings are, he would counter by being tough also, and he would close his ears to what Nosson and Navi wanted to tell him. But Rabbi Unleib said, when Nosson came to him with words of Ahava, and he was speaking to him basically privately, so David started pondering, you know, Nosson, the Navi, is coming to me. He started thinking about his story with Bathsheba. So because the Navi started with Divei Ritzui, Pius, so he understood on his own David HaMelech. Haneni Elokim kechazdecha mechei fesha'oi. Why? When one gives techocha, moving away from the Kabbalistic pshatim, poshet. If you want your words of techocha to be accepted, then you have to say it in a kind and loving way. So, dear friends, in summation, although we've given a number of different pshatim, logical, Kabbalistic, I'd like to end off with one most unusual additional explanation why it's important not to give techocha in a blunt and public way. There was a story from the Abt Haruv that a prominent woman came to Abt to consult on a matter with the Abt Haruv, and as soon as she had stepped on the threshold of his study, he cried out, "Unchaste woman, only recently you committed a grave sin, and now you come to my house? Leave immediately." So this woman answered, "Rabbeinu Shel Olam is long-suffering. He does not hasten to bring retribution upon the wicked, on the Rishoyim. He does not reveal their deeds to any creature, so that they should not be too embarrassed to do tshuva. Yet the Rav of Apta sits on his chair and cannot desist from revealing this that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam has hidden." So the Apt Rav later said, "Never has anyone bested me in a debate apart from this woman." In other words, the holy Apt Rav said that this woman, who was definitely a sinner, she was right. So we see yet another reason that we should not be too specific and too public in our teichacha, because we want the avaryanim to be able to do tshuva. Kodesh Baruch Hu should help that we should have the sensitivity and the siyata deshmaya to know how to give teichacha, so that it shouldn't be lo sisa lo chet. We should not sin through giving the teichacha. Kodesh Baruch Hu will help. Abol etayr mesayin loy, as we always say. As long as we want to do the right thing, Rabbeinu Shalom will help us do the right thing, and will be zoicha for refuas and yeshuas and nechamas for us, for Klal Yisrael, and for Eretz Yisrael.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.